Blog Talk Radio.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Thank you.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
I'm here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. JustSalon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. JustSalon Towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem, as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The JustSalon Towels bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JustSalonTowels.com. Again, that's JustSalonTowels.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRMember.com to sign up.
May your tribe increase. May your feet always point toward Mecca. And may happiness hound you, like a tax collector. And whether you love wisely or foolishly, may you always love. Okay, let's start dancing before I do something stupid. I cry. May your tribe increase. May your feet always...
Nina Simone said it best, you have to learn to get up from the table when love is no longer being served. When people stop treating you right, even if you love them, you've got to love yourself enough to remove yourself from unhealthy situations. Malcolm X said that which you do not hate, you will eventually tolerate. You have one job, which is to protect yourself so that you can fulfill your life purpose. Walking away from hurtful people is not punishing them, it's protecting you.
The funny thing about strong people is that they don't need you. They choose you. And if you ever take them for granted, they'll be content without you.
Are your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles? I'm Kerry Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines.
Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge. We had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have an amazing guest joining us today. First of all, I'm super, super excited and hyped. These are the folks that I literally stop anything every year that I'm doing and head to the Jacob Javits Center, which is a huge place here in Manhattan. So I want to welcome to the show for the very first time. Now, she is the director of this incredible event, and we're going to talk a lot about it. It's IECSC and the IBS show. Now, this stands for, the International Aesthetics, Cosmetics, and Spa Conference in New York, as well as the International Beauty Show in New York. And we're going to explain all of that. Again, my guest, my very special guest, Elizabeth Fantetti Trevorrow. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Carrie. And, you know, I'm super impressed that you got the full names of those acronyms out without even getting tongue-tied.
I practiced. I have to tell you. First of all, I'm a big fan. I love the show. I absolutely love the show. And it means a lot to me just to even do this interview with you guys. I look forward to it each year. We always have you guys on to talk of the event. It's always inspirational. Our fans of the show look forward to it. I share a whole bunch of the interviews, and when I come out there, we take a lot of pictures, and we put that up on our platform and through social media and all of that. So this is a big deal for us. So when you guys have the show, it's a big deal. So
thank you.
Yes, welcome. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Okay, so so tell us a little bit about the event. For let's just say today is someone's first time ever hearing about this huge event here. What can you tell us about IECSC and IBS?
Yeah, well, IBS is the beauty side, and then IECSC is kind of the spa side. So that's kind of how we divide the two show floors. But the beauty of the show is we really focus on the licensed professional, whether it be esthetician, a nail tech, stylist, makeup artist, and such. The show's main objective is to educate, empower, restore, elevate that licensed professional. They give so much, both physically and mentally, every single day to their clientele, and then layer on family and all that. And so we want the show to be a place where they enter the doors and they immediately go into it's say yes to me mode. You know, we want to empower them to be able to come on site and just, you know, get restored.
Absolutely.
So yeah, as far as the shows, though, again, IBS side is the longest-running show for the professional beauty industry. I think the show started back in 1917, so way before we were on this earth. And the IECSC has a strong legacy as well. So super excited to be telling, share a little bit more about the shows with you.
Absolutely. Well, first, let me just back it up a little bit. I want to make sure everybody is aware. The show this year, and we're so excited. Last year, I remember coming back after a few years with all of that from the past that we all were dealing with. I'm so happy. I was so excited. So I really can't wait for this event for 2023. So the show now, this takes place 3 days over March 5th, 6th, and 7th, 2023, here in New York at the Jacob Javits Center. So I'm super, super hyped. Now the hours, it looks like you guys start around 10 each day for Sunday and Monday. And then Tuesdays, I think you guys close up maybe a little earlier, around 1 o'clock, I think I saw. So we're just excited. So something like that. But it's, you know, just a great time to kind of get and galvanize the industry. So what, but let's just, let me ask you, what can you say is going to be different this year? Now, I find something different every time I come there, so I kind of know the answer already to that question, but what would you tell everybody that we can expect is going to be a little, maybe something a little different this year for 2023?
Yeah, great question, Carrie. First and foremost, I think, you know, I do want to lead with, our platform is education. So, you know, we really want to produce and provide solid education for our attendees. So we've got a great lineup, you know, Alexandra Wilson, Candy Shaw, Kia Neal, Monet Everett, and lots of various, you know, classes that they're on hair techniques and trends, business building, makeup artistry, nail enhancements, you know, and everything in between. And we really, really this year want to help the professionals bounce back after COVID. So,
absolutely.
You know, some of that education is going to be, you know, how do they deal with these difficult clients? How do you raise prices, especially in this environment we're in right now? How do you assemble a strong team? So, you know, it's not all about just the techniques and that technical training. It's a lot of business education weaved in as well. And on the IBS side, on the beauty side, I'm super excited to be sharing that we're going to be showcasing what we call the Powerhouse Pavilion. And it's a space where We're celebrating Black Beauty Entrepreneurs. It's sponsored by Maya Bana. And it's all about recognition of the positive influence that the Black beauty professionals within the beauty industry, education, conversation, and open dialogue.
Absolutely. I just want to tell you, I'm just blown away with this information. I'm just literally speechless when I saw that. And I'm a huge fan, so I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm so excited to find out that IBS is putting together something like this with the folks at Maya Bana. How amazing.
Yeah, it is. It when I read the education that the team had pulled together, along with all of this was curated with a powerhouse committee of awesome volunteers behind them. Our team member worked with Robin Grover, Shirley Dickerson, and Candace Harris from Maya Bana, and then also Monet, Thomas James, Lisa Lane Treadwell, Kay O'Neill, Wanda Poole, and Mickey Wright, and together collaborating to bring this area to life. And we're going to be focusing on highlighting six legends from the industry and then six game changers and telling their story about how did they make their mark as Black beauty professionals in this industry. And we want that to translate into the empowerment, empowering the young professionals or anyone, whether you're young or old, that you can do this too. You know, that there's no barriers. So just trying to excite everyone on, find that passion and have the confidence to go for your dreams.
Absolutely.
So, yeah,
and
along
Robin,
with
she's been on our show. Yeah, Robin from Maya Bana has been on, and
wonderful.
They're an amazing outfit. So this is going to be just incredible, and I can't wait to see them at the show.
They'll be doing some education within the pavilion. We've got basically two educational components as well. There's going to be panel discussions and power chats. And so I think, it'll definitely be a lively corner of the trade show floor.
I think so, too. And what I love about this is that, I think each year, every time I've been, I've always enjoyed my time at IBS and coming to the show. I always go over to the other side of, I always go the spa side. I check everything. I talk to everybody, and it's just a great time. So to see that you guys have taken an additional step and just to make everybody feel so welcomed, which is something you guys specialize in anyway, it's just awesome. It really is. So now I got to say, yes. So on top of everything else, which you have told us a little bit about the show, I have to say now, what's kind of next for you? That I'm trying to think. I think that you guys have really, literally, you've covered just about all the highlights for the folks to come out, and you want to encourage the professionals. I know what I wanted to make certain and cover with you today. And that is the shopping aspect. What can the folks, when they come out, shouldn't they come out to and maybe find special bargains and things that only that they can find at your show?
Absolutely. It's a professional-only show. So we want to give them the experience and be able to touch, feel, experience the products and buy them at those professional-only pricing. So come out. We've got Farouk, Amika, Olaplex, Halo Couture, MAC, companies that have wet lines, extensions, appliances, styling products. We've got just a whole array of that shopping experience. So you won't leave empty-handed either, with goods and then also we'll put a little bit of knowledge in your head as well.
And I have to tell you, absolutely, even I remember the folks, Farouk, and all of these folks have been on our show, and they come on, and even when I'm there, and I see how much work that really goes into this. I mean, it is a huge, huge undertaking, and it's just it's so colorful and just exciting. It really is. So this is something that we take great joy in being part of, really, at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So again, guys, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very, very special guest comes to us from, I'm going to say, from the International Aesthetics, Cosmetics, and Spa Conference in New York. That's IECSC New York. And the International Beauty Show, which we always call IBS.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. Thank you.
Root Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle, and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, it is always a great, great pleasure. First of all, happy official Friday to you guys.
Oh, yeah. Happy Fan Day Friday.
Yes, it is. Ooh.
Absolutely. Now, I want to talk to you both because we have so much going on today. And like every Friday here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, it's always exciting. It really is.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
Yes. And coming up mid-show, we have some incredible updates and some news. And then a little bit later in our Spotlight Hour, and that's our third hour, East Coast time between 8 and 9, and for the Central folks, between 7 and 8. And we're actually looking at a very special guest today coming up who's scheduled. You guys know him well. He was mayor for about 12 years in called New Jersey, which is outside of New York. And he's a great, great friend and confidant for us here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And it's my great honor to welcome him back. So it's been a little while, but you'll hear from Mr. Wayne Smith coming up.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
I'm
great.
So excited.
Fantastic. Yes,
always
I am too,
with
Nicole
Wayne.
Marie.
Yeah.
Always, always.
Okay.
The dose of politics.
Yeah, and one, if we are talking about this today or right now, we do want to mention just a little bit. He's going to give us an update on the felon Congress, New York Congressman, a full place, New York Congressman, who has been challenged with the truth.
So
we're
going
to get an update on
George
that
fellow.
Yeah. So we'll talk a little bit about him coming up a little later this morning. But also, we're looking at what's next and what's the road ahead. So we love checking in with Wayne Smith and his perspective on these items. So definitely don't want to go anywhere. Now, Mitchell, I'm really excited about this, guys. I really am. We have this incredible event that we've been talking about quite a bit on the show.
Don't want to miss it.
Really,
no, you don't.
It's a wonderful event for just about everybody. If you're in the hair and beauty, you're going to love this. Tickets are available at eventbrite.com. And what the event is all about, it's called the Hair Radio Show Live on Stage. So this is where we literally kind of get everyone together, kind of galvanize everybody for the ultimate networking event of 2023. So we've got some heavy hitters coming out to partake. And Nicole, you're flying in.
I am. I will be right there in New York.
Yes.
So excited.
I'm excited. Yeah, me too. Now, Michael Hopkins, you will be, they used to say Skyped in, but you're going to be zoomed in. And we're really excited to have you there in that capacity.
Michael will be right there as well.
Oh, yeah. I am definitely looking forward to this. I've never zoomed in this capacity before.
Oh, well, you're about to. You're about to. Yeah. I think it's about the same way that it typically works. I really do.
Right.
So if not, we're going to figure it out.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a blast. I am looking forward to it.
And for you, Michael, and the veterans, and that's what we want to always to mention and to just keep in our minds, the forefront of our minds, and that's what I want to have represented in the live hair radio show, the stage production that we're putting forth on Monday, the 6th of March, 2023, from 2:30 to 6:30, Gene Frankel Theater. You can get complete details if you go to carriehines.com. Let me get it right, carriehines.hair. Or hairradio.com, and again, it's HAIradio.com. Nicole Marie, are we not going to have a blast?
We are going to have a blast. You do not want to miss it.
Exactly.
Do not want to miss it.
Now,
so
we've got
excited
a lot,
about it.
Me too. We've got a lot more to get to this morning. We will be covering a whole bunch of what's happening out here in the hair and beauty world, mid-show. And so much more in the last hour. Now, I do want to also mention, if you have not done so, you need to go to hrmember.com and sign up for what, guys? What do we want to encourage everybody to do?
Oh, yeah.
We want them to join our hair radio community.
Absolutely.
And it
which
is free.
Important.
Yes.
Absolutely. Doesn't cost you a dime. Again, go to hrmember.com to sign up. And that's, you know, and of course, we've got a ton of posts that you can get to. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in the live portion. Yeah. Coming up in the mid-show. So I'm Carrie Hines with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. I want to say thank you so much, guys. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And stay with us. We got a lot more to go this morning.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back.
know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Bond of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
I think with all of the conversations that I've had probably in the last year, Carrie, and of course, you know, we've had our industry, hair, beauty, and skin, and, you know, ethnic beauty has taken a hard hit. So I think one of the most important projects to me is to tell my story of just how I grew up in black hair care at the beginning of the boom, the billion-dollar economic industrial revolution of what we call the curl, even though we were coming out of pressing curls and going into the afro. So that's one of the things I'm working on. It's a documentary of my life and how I grew up in black hair care. And some of people, it's funny, you know, because people would always say, you know, We had all this wealth and black dynasties and of generating black wealth, but where did the kids go? You know, where did the money go? Where did that whole wealth gap? Where is it? And so I felt, you know, a sense of responsibility to at least tell it from my perspective. So that it's almost like that all that wealth kind of like evaporated.
And so, well, that's what I'm going to ask you. Yeah, where did the money go? Where? That's the question, the million-dollar question here, literally.
Yeah.
We're talking about generations of hair industry superstar folks.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, so
it's a complex conversation because you can't talk about where the wealth went until you talk about, there's a conversation that I do address called gerontocracy. And gerontocracy is when the passing doesn't happen. And your predecessors stay too long. And they stay too long because they're not adapting. And we always talk about how companies should adapt to the, you know, you adapt inside before you see signs of the changing of the trend or changing of the times. And so there's a thing that, and when you get into the 70s and 80s, most of those companies were ran by men, black men. And so black men tend to look at their children differently.
Watch it, Cheryl Morrow. No,
black women. You know, no, they do. And it's, let's just say, you know, you have your John Johnson. You have your George Johnson. You have your Mr. Dudleys. You have your Mr. Morrows. You have your Mr. Bronners. You have the World of Curls and the Donnies and the Leisure Curls. You had these men. And so they did have children. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the limelight is addictive. The limelight is addictive, and they just don't see the continuity of their legacies through their children. It sounds like a good thing. They know they should do it, but they don't do it. You know, and so there's
love this conversation.
Yeah, there's a cultural thing, And then when you have the Eunice Johnsons and the Celia DeVore, and you have the Katie, Dr. Katie Wickhams, and you have this, when you have women, they tend to let go a little easier. So those legacies can continue. But there is just like a real cultural thing. And then I get into it, into the documentary, because it's real talk. Mm. You know, this is not just us wanting to pass wealth. It's not us wanting to just close wealth gaps. You can't close wealth gaps if you don't have the continuity of the predecessor into the succession plan, which is your children.
I agree.
You can't close a gap, because the gap keeps getting wider, because white America keeps passing it on and locking it within their culture. We don't. It's a cultural thing.
We don't
get
really
into that.
That's a different thing.
Yeah, we don't get it.
Well, let me ask you about that a little bit, Cheryl.
Yeah,
I want to ask you about that because, you know, I mean, on a simplistic term, in a very simple way, I talk to a lot of hairstylists, you know, throughout the years, and I always ask them about, you know, they open up the shops, and I say, well, what about your kids, you know, or they helping you or working at the shops and, you know, and this and that. And they cannot get those kids to help them at the shops. The kids generally take it for granted. You know, they've got all the money that comes from, the parents' hard work at these salons and barbershops. And they just go on and living a very, great life from the benefits of the financial aspect, but they do nothing to support the parents' hard work, and they truly are not going to be heading up any kind of, taking on a business. That's just not even on the table. And I always wondered about that, and I kind of think about it for my own company. So this is something that is very, very important, and it's a big disparity between the African-American community with regards to succession, I call it, and the people who are outside of our community. So this is really something that is very interesting to me, and I know you're on a different level with it, but it just, I don't understand. Is it just just something that the kids don't, you know, should we expect them to want to, you know, pass, you know, to continue on in their, with their parents' legacy? You know, is this something?
Think about it, Gary. I didn't want to be a barber. My father started out as a barber.
Right.
The key here is that Mr. Marl created a company. Now, think about it. Most hair, you know, because I'm a hairstylist, I get it.
Yes.
The problem is that their hairstyling portion of their business is not a company. So there is no room to do other things besides maybe promotions or marketing of the parents' actual skill sets, which is doing hair. Where else is there other means of doing something else if the child or if the offspring is not doesn't want to do hair? And just think of this analogy, and I always tell them when I get this question, you know, would I really want to inherit a cotton picking business? You know, black people pick cotton, would I want to pass that on? You know, so the physical portions of, you know, businesses are not companies. Businesses is one thing, and a company is another. So in a company is encased, which I always tell people, I'm an intrapreneur. I'm not an entrepreneur. I don't need to make anything. I don't need to discover anything. I don't need to do any of that. What I need to do is to come in with something already formed and take it to the next level. So because my father had a company, right, he had a company which had, you know, roots, and then it springed out with branches and leaves. So there was so many branches to him because they and just take the Johnson daughter, you know, with Ebony and Jet. Because Ebony and Jet and was really actually a beauty business. They were Duke and Ravine, just relaxer, and Duke was a men's line. There were so many other things to do within Johnson Publishing. So it was an actual company.
Right.
So that tends to allow the successor to kind of fit in and take the reins. But if you are just a business, which hair salons are, it's tied to the parent physical skills. And, yeah, you really have a very difficult time with that, with the succession plan.
Well, now you are talking about in this, in your upcoming documentary, we're talking about some of the biggest names in the hair industry. And so I'm just, one of the things that jumps out at me, have you heard any feedback from some of those, you know, some of those families, some of those super well-known hair industry superstar families? Have you gotten any feedback
yet?
What are their thoughts?
Well, the problem, when you are acquired by big companies like Procter & Gamble or L'Oreal, and you evaporate. Yeah, you. There is nothing to, unless you stay on as a consultant or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
But no,
and that doesn't
usually
last too long. Yeah, eventually.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Cheryl Morrow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Just amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing. I'm looking forward to this documentary.
I was in the studio doing San Diego Monitor News business as a publisher because we now had it at a podcast studio, right? And in the middle of that, I get a phone call from Chicago or someplace, and they want, you know, 1,000, you know, Willie Morrow blow-dry novels. It's just that, you know, here I go, I'm in the newspaper, but I get calls about something that was created over 45 years ago. And it's still the number one heat tool on Amazon. That is succession.
Well, let's tell everybody, I have to take an order for something in beauty.
It's an amazing thing. Because that's a company.
I absolutely want to remind everybody about the amazing legacy and lineage that you have. So we're talking about the Morrow family dynasty. So I'm in the hair business, and your father, as you just mentioned, that starting with the novel, tell us a little bit about his invention, because that really, that hit the mark out there and made him pretty much a household name in the hair industry, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, just combs, period. I think that in those 60s, 1964, bringing to commercial market is the brilliance of Mr. Morrow. Not the fact that creating or duplicating something that had already been done in the continent of Africa. So the comb in and of itself is not the invention. The invention is to be able to put it in industrial commerce to make it available. Because if you didn't go to the continent of Africa in 1963, 1964, you wouldn't get it.
You wouldn't get it, right?
Yes.
Correct.
So the ability for him to take it, to redesign it, patent it, take it to the U.S. Congress, put it into commerce, and to commercialize it, monetize it, right, and productize it.
Yes.
And make it available for black people in the West Indies, black people in North America, black people in in Europe, and black people in Asia, black people in Africa too. They didn't know it was a thing, you know. So we could fashion and style our hair and be a part of the secular world. So the Afrocomb was put in the secular world by Mr. Morrow, by redesigning it and industrializing it. It's the same process as taking tobacco. Yeah, tobacco is natural in its environment, but to make it be consumed and then enrich yourself by that great legacy called an Afrocomb, and then making other people have it in Cuba and in Hawaii and in other places. So that was the brilliance. And then to create this generation, and then you have the first one, and then the next generation of them, and then to have utility patents, and then go into you know, making a comb and a blow dry so we can have blowouts, straighten hair, and things of that nature. That was, I think, the difference between a Mr. Marl, a Joe Dudley, a gardener, a machine, a different angle to being part of
also,
the legacy of ethnic beauty.
Absolutely. And I just want to also bring attention to that documentary because to me, 400 Years Without a Comb was so far ahead. Now, documentaries are a lot more, you know, out there. Maybe it has a lot to do with the pandemic that we have come through. But I do want to say that the documentary, that documentary really started a lot of the hair industry documentaries, if you will, to me. You know, I think it's one of the most well-known and most seen hair industry documentary in the world. So, and we're talking about 400 Years Without a Comb, and it's still out there, and I'm just loving that. So, again, we're talking about hair legacies and loving
it. It started out as a book. And I think that that is probably one of the reasons why it's the hair care, you know, historical Bible that everyone goes to, you know, because it's a three-generation book. In all three decades, Mr. Marl rewrote it. And then in the last, the fourth quarter of its generation and its edition, he created, and Mr. Marl just really deals with the culture inside of the plantation, and it starts there. Because the commercial market that you and I enjoy was started on the plantation. It formed itself into, and because of that complete disconnection for about three centuries, that disconnection from the world's first organized beauty kind of, you know, that activity, the way we did it, you know, it was not quite done. When Europe went to colonialize Africa, that is where they learned hygiene. The roots of beauty is hygienic, not, you know, fashion and styling and things of that nature. But it was basically really had its roots in hygiene. And I think that starting there, only a black person could have done that, Carrie. You know, no one cared about
absolutely,
obviously. How you fashioned
absolutely
yourself and cleaned yourself and how you, you know, became this really sophisticated society and culture and how you, you know, you did things, you know, with your body and your health and well-being. No one was interested in that type of story. So, yeah, once again, Mr. Marl hit it on the head, you know.
And it didn't stop there. The San Diego Monitor News. I want to talk about that. Can you tell us a little bit, for those who are outside of the California experience, if you will, what exactly is that? And I believe that you go everywhere with it. So tell everybody about it.
We turned from New York. I lived in New York for 19 years. And, you know, one of the things that, and this is me, you know, I'm going to tell this story in the documentary. One of the reasons why Mr. Marl got into publishing is not really because he had a great love for journalism, but black people don't really understand that it's legacy to get a newspaper. All hair care men, all hair care families, it was almost like a rite of passage. You had to get a publication. You know, most people think that John Johnson got the publication and then got into the hair business. No, Johnson was already in beauty. So their mentor, S.B. Fuller, always told them and taught Joe Dudley, George Johnson, which is Ultra Sheen, Johnson Products, and then John Johnson, which was Johnson Publishing, when you start your beauty line, you get you a newspaper. So Mr. Morrow was just following the great recipe and the great formula of success of S.B. Fuller, one of his mentors. So
all of them
got newspapers. So Mr. Morrow got created one in San Diego in 1986 because of the mentor Bill Thompson. In creating, S.B. Fuller always taught them that you create your own advertising tool. So if you get on the cover of somebody else's publication, that was fine. But make sure that you are always, you create a product, you got to have a way to advertise it. So create a magazine in and of itself. Put some content. And you see how forward they were, actually? And
oh,
you
yeah.
think about
oh,
how,
yeah.
so,
and,
how
and
powerful
that,
content yeah. is today. Yeah.
But oh, absolutely! They were way ahead.
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
Yeah, it was. You know, it was to be the power of the advertisement. You know, be ahead. Put yourself on your own cover. Put yourself. You know, look bigger than you know you actually are. You know, put your own content out there, your own stories, and then put yourself on the on the cover, and then put your own ads in. Yeah, so it was always about advertising the actual root business. So that's how Mr. Morrow got into it, and then, of course, and it just rolled into a journalistic product, you know, local business, local people, and things of that nature. And then
what's
been adjudicated for over almost, you know, we're heading into 40 years, you know. And so I had just taken over, and of course, in 2010, I turned it digital. I saw the handwriting on the wall, and I was the first black paper in the state of California to be adjudicated and digitized at the same time. So it was I made sure that I created a hybrid, and it was probably because of my technical skills, you know, graphic skills and technical skills and all that stuff I learned while I was in New York. That I can make that turn and that very, very quickly. So,
well, I love
we
the stories
are,
that you guys cover. Yeah, yeah. We've got to tell folks,
thank
how
you,
can they
by
get
the
their
way.
Hands or see? Oh, absolutely. I love when you guys put things out on the internet and, you know, and I see and you do such good work. I love the pictures and the graphics and everything. You're not telling the same stories that everybody else is telling. And that's
no,
I refuse to. Exactly.
Yeah, I think that our people need orientation and information. You know, because you know, at the end of the day, we have a saying: if you're not informed, news doesn't matter. You know, if you don't know anything.
Whoa.
You don't know anything.
I
if you're
have
not
to write
informed.
That one down. If you're not informed,
you.
The news doesn't matter. Wow, that says it all. Wow. Okay. You know, let me bring everybody on up to speed with us. If you're kind of just joining us, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the All Know Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, my very special guest today. She really returns back to us. It's been quite a while. She comes back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. You guys know her. She was out here with us on the East Coast. But she's returned to California, the San Diego area, as we were just talking about, the SDMN, San Diego Monitor newspaper, which we just love, this San Diego Monitor News, I should say. So, Cheryl, how can they get this online? Do you have a place that you can send everybody to find out more, to register?
It's a mobile site, so you can get it on your mobile device, and you can go to the website, sdmonitornews.com. Yeah, our story content is very off the beat. I am very picky what our readers are exposed to. They're always are going to get a very avant-garde, a very different way of looking at things. And I'll be honest, I believe that's one of our impediments. We are so 1960s directed. We are so infused in the 1960s that to get, you know, especially African Americans the 60s and 70s, it's very hard to get us back into the present moment of who we are And I tell them all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you think about it, African-Americans, all 46 million, what the average age of an African-American in this country is 26 years old.
Isn't that,
and then
wow,
dealing with the African diaspora, they're 19. So if you think about 26 and 19, then, you know, that's a lot of time that, you know, we've got to look at things differently. We got to look
we
at things very,
do.
Very millennial. Yeah.
Yes.
And
yes.
And I
yeah.
think that that could be one of our strengths, thinking
absolutely.
About things in such a different way to get something. I have also another saying, you know, we want something we've never had. We've got to do something we've never done. We've got to think ways
exactly.
that we've never thought.
Exactly. Well, let me
so,
turn
so
to
work.
Yes. Well, let me turn to probably the I'm going to call it the elephant in the room, and that is the pandemic.
Okay.
Yes, and I know that's a topic and a half. That's a, you know, we'll probably have to add on 2 or 3 hours to cover this one. But I have, what is your take when you look back? Because right now, as we go to the air with this particular broadcast today, we are more than what they're saying in terms of emerging and all of that. And what can you say looking back? What was the experience like in California and the hair biz part where you were? And California, to me, California is a very different, had a very different approach with all of that. But what's your take? You are living there.
Yeah.
What's
well,
your
let me
take
say this.
On
because of
yeah.
the weather, because of the weather, I think we made an adjustment very quickly because we could go outside very quickly. We were always outside, you know. And so I think that they
yeah.
adjusted well. I think African-Americans did not adjust well because, of course, you know, and to me, and let me just say this, the elephant in the room is not really quite the pandemic. From my perspective, the elephant in the room is that the fact that black people are prone to be frightened, much more traumatized than our other racial counterparts. So we don't adjust well. We have the boogeyman. You know, everything's the boogeyman for us. And our people secretly in our silos. We're saying, oh, stay in, you know, and that is not quite good for business. And
wow.
so you are naturally afraid, you don't pivot. You're very slow to react. So, and you can imagine, Carrie, I was very avant-garde and had a different take on it, you know, because after I would probably say March of 2020, it was not a pandemic at that point. It was an epidemic in the United States, an epidemic in Brazil. It wasn't a pandemic at that point. Other world governments had contained it. And so that's, but we keep saying the world.
We were slow to
stuff.
Get it
the
under
The rest
half.
Of the world.
Or under
yeah, half. Like the rest of the world had our issues. No, the rest of the world, the continent of Africa barely is reaching 4,000 deaths. The whole 54 countries.
The whole continent,
that says,
right.
That's enormous if you think about it. And there's something quite not right with that. You know, within 50 to 100 to 200 miles, you know, from where we quote, unquote, say it began, I mean, they have less than maybe 300. And so it wasn't a pandemic long. It was an epidemic. And I think that because our news outlets, and speaking of the San Diego Monitor News, I just refuse to kind of put fuel on the fire and I didn't take, and I'm going to say this, you know, I didn't take any COVID money. I refused to because I
really?
Can't say no. No, because you can't really stay.
Well, they were throwing it out there.
Yeah, they were.
they were
let me just say this. And I refused to kind of have, and I think I did it once. And you know, Carrie, I just couldn't do it because one of the things, because it doesn't allow you to look at things objectively. And if we're going to have
right,
black
well,
news,
true.
And if we're going to be very neutral, you can't be involved and that kind of thing. And let me just say this, as our mother company, which is beauty, I can afford to do that. And I understand that most papers needed that money to, you know, say, hey, right. And because I was digitized prior to 10 years ago, I pivoted very quickly to digital and still maintained my other advertisers. So, you know, 2020 was not, it did not affect me. Not,
wow.
Not economically.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because
and
three
so,
the census was going on at the same time. So that was very surprising.
Yeah, that's true.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which changed the game here in New York for us to a degree. I have to say, though, and looking out, so what are some of the, you know, when you look at the beauty industry, you know, how, in your opinion, has it affected the mm-hmm. folks in the beauty industry? I mean, especially, like you said, in California, though, see, you guys were, remind me of Georgia, right after this pandemic was kind of declared, right? Georgia was like, okay, we're like literally about 2 weeks later. this again, everybody. I mean, literally.
Yeah.
I remember having panel discussions on our broadcast here on the Hair Radio Morning Show in the year 2020. It was just strange, a very strange dynamic in different states.
Yeah.
And so the industry was very different, and then with and we've had the people from Barbicide and all these other folks on, and they scared the bejesus out of us with the discourse on television news, as you were kind of saying. It's almost surreal. So so when you look at the beauty industry, will we make it? What do you think, Sarah?
Well, you know, I don't even think it's that the salon. I think that we could have pivoted. That I also was involved in some technology and formulation and dealing with a disinfectant that covers you from all viruses 9.993.
Really?
And it protects you for 90 days. You don't even have to sanitize. Once you sanitize your
hands,
you know, you protect it. Yes. We have it in production. It has all of its OSHA and FDA passage. So I answered it in a very technological way. But here's the thing, Carrie. It's not about what's going on in the salon, per se, because black hair care, professionalism is wired through the salon. But the industry is wired through the trade show. Once you took the trade show and you could not meet in the grove of 7,000 to 10,000 people, you decimated the ethnic hair care industry, because the ethnic hair care industry is wired through the trade show. So now the expo, and now the festival, and now the trade show, you can't meet. So how do you carry along something that is wired through the actual platforming, hair set, and trade show, and all these big, huge halls and auditoriums?
Exactly.
And convention space. When you can't meet.
And I'm raising my hand right now.
Right. And,
yes,
and, right,
it really
was. Devastated. Yeah. And so that means that ethnic hair care, because it's the Warner Brother, as you know, it is over. The international show in New York is over. You can't meet.
Wow.
Those are too many people in one confined space, and now, you know, you're trying to stay 6 feet apart, you know, and you got to, you know, that is a nightmare.
It was a show killer for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And so
now,
the Cheryl, problem
I've got to say
is that,
to you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, please finish your thought. The problem is.
No. So the question and the challenge for black hair care and ethnic beauty is we needed to pivot long before this. And I have been telling show promoters for at least 5 years, pivot to the small conference and the more con kind of business model, and create a different kind of gathering to where it's an invited list and it happens more often instead of twice a year. And so,
and
but,
this
you know,
is what I speak to 1,000%.
You're
absolutely right.
Yeah, they act like I didn't, you know, say anything. So, you know, we invite the formulators. You know what I mean? Invite, create a TED Talk style. Or there's so many other ways to bring smaller groups. Yeah.
Exactly. And to create those lanes that'll support you and take you through these times. Now, Cheryl, I've got to say, there is one big story that we are revisiting here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this, not too long ago, but there was a huge story. Now, I'm telling you, it was the number one cover story, especially in the hair and beauty industry, but it had crossed over into mass media. And this was the story of the Gorilla Glue girl who had in it, well, who had put the glue in her hair, the Gorilla Glue, and she was rescued, so to speak, by a California doctor, Dr. Michael Obeng, who was a guest on our very show, on the Hair Radio Morning Show. He spoke to Hair Radio first about this this ordeal for this young woman and how he was able to remedy the situation. But let's...
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, thank you, Purple Barbie. It's Friday morning, February 17th, 2023. I'm Carrie Hines. It's great to have you guys with us. It's mid-show. We're going till 9 o'clock today on this Fan Day Friday. Let me bring to the line Nicole Marie, all the way from Water Valley, Mississippi. Miss Nicole Marie. Nicole
Good
Marie,
morning.
Our queen of the morning. Good morning. Yes,
happy Fan
Friday.
Day Friday.
Mid-show.
Happy mid-show. Yes.
Yes. To all of our fans, it's been an enjoyable broadcast.
Good morning.
I've been kind of enjoying along with you guys today.
Yes, it has.
Right?
I always enjoy listening to Cheryl Morrow. She always brings so much information.
She does. Yeah, she really does. And every time I hear Cheryl's interview on our show, it's especially this particular one on generational wealth amongst the hair industry elite families, if you will, I hear something new. I hear something absolutely new. So really enjoyed that. Also, just wanted to remind everybody, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, 7 o'clock hour, if you're in the Central Time Zone, like Nicole Marie and so many of you guys out there, we have a very special guest who's returning to the airwaves today. His name is Wayne Smith. He's one of our official political advisors.
Yes, he is.
He has a great deal of knowledge. He was mayor in Irvington, New Jersey, outside of New York, for about 12 years. And so that's a long time to be in office.
Yes, it is.
So he knows where everything is and his way around political talk.
He certainly does.
We are going to... Yeah, we're going to be kicking off with him on some, you know, I really have to, I have asked Wayne to come back and kind of break it on down for us about how this happens and why it's so much, to me, the public kind of loses faith when you have this kind of thing going on. So we're going to talk about that and what does it mean to our community. And the other thing that I kind of want
to
get into a little bit.
And I know this is a bit controversial, but I want to talk about this thing about black and brown type stuff and all that kind of language. I'm really believing that we've got to do something about a lot of this. It seems like everybody's always distancing themselves from black. And I want to talk a little bit about that. I want to talk about my belief. And if you guys have something to say on it, fine, and we'll definitely listen. But I don't quite understand how you get to brown, because black doesn't make brown, in my opinion.
Exactly.
And so if you're saying that, I don't understand how you can get there without, I'm sorry, let's go back, how you can get there without using the black. So we'll talk a little bit about that and so much. And then I heard that poor Bruce Willis is suffering from dementia.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's
so much
worse.
You heard that, too?
Yes. His condition has deteriorated. Yes.
I'm
I just hate to hear that. Yes.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. But when I thought back, I said, well, he just doesn't seem like, I guess it can, but you know what? It can start early on.
Exactly.
It can have an early onset, believe it or not.
And it's progressive.
Everyone thinks that you have to be really, you know, really up there. But no, it can start early. And, you know, so I know for myself, I'm always thinking if I forget something, oh, my gosh, you know, that's, you know, but it's just normal to forget your keys or something like that.
Right.
But it'll pass through our minds. So we'll check
in. Right,
right. And
I definitely definitely understand that. My grandmother had dementia, and you know, just seeing the progression of it and how it just, you know, she knew you, she knew your name.
How did
and
you
then
deal with that?
It was hard. It was hard, but you have to be very patient, you know, because they just can't control, you know, you can't control what you remember or what you can't remember. And you just have to be very patient. You have to repeat things over and over. And it's just, it's hard. It's very hard. Because it got to the point where, you know, she would forget where she was. She would try to go out of the house. So you had to watch her somebody had to be watching her all the time to make sure she was okay. Because she just didn't know. It got to the point where she didn't know. She didn't know what she was doing. So
it's a very hard
situation.
I appreciate you taking a moment to tell us about this, because it's something that we do not talk all that much about in our community.
Right. And there are a lot of people that are dealing with it, with family members and loved ones.
Yeah. It's disturbing, but we need to talk about it more often. I can tell you that.
Right.
And maybe we'll get that conversation going now. You know, it's sad for me. I don't know anybody personally that I'm aware of in my family that has that or that we've dealt with that. But I'm always mystified by the power of the mind and how a lot of these individuals who are suffering from this, they have moments of clarity. Where they can remember and recall certain things, and then other times it's not so clear. And it just
Terry, if I could just say, my like I said, I spoke of my grandmother, but my mother-in-law also had dementia, and with both of them, it got to a point where their memory went back to when they were a child. They went back to their childhood. They went back to recalling family members that had already passed away. Rather, like with my mother-in-law, she always recalled her father. With my grandmother, she always recalled her sister. And she would say, oh, I have to get together because Bessie is coming to get me. Her mind was going back to a time, you know, that they had shared before when she was used to going with her and being with her. So short-term, you know, that memory was gone, but she remembered way back when she was a child, when she was younger, and recalled events that happened from back then.
Yeah, I think that that is something that we probably do a lot of naturally without realizing it. But, you know, we are able to discern things when we're younger and much more mentally healthier. But I think for all of us, when we get to a certain point, we're going to hearken back to those days that brought us a great joy. And and those thoughts and those memories, I think, will always remain with us. It's just there's a lot of things in this world that we just don't know. They remain mysterious. That we're just not, I don't believe we'll ever know while we're on this earth. So it's just, it's a lot. So listen, if you guys
certainly
have thoughts on this, you know, I definitely would like to hear it. We'd like to hear it. Please share it. You can always call into the 516 number and we'll get you on and press 1 to talk. You know, and let me just clarify the statement earlier. When it comes to, you know, the whole thing about everybody was, we were just, it just seems to me that where you hear all these statements about, you know, why, I guess my whole thing is, I'll do a little bit more research on this because I want to see where this emanated from. I know that there's a huge amount of racial things going on in different communities around the world.
Lots of racial and tension,
And historically, there's been a lot, and there still is, where it's light versus dark and all this crazy stuff. So we'll talk about some things here in this space. And if we need some clarity, we'll find that. So listen, coming up again in just a bit, we've got Blue should be on the way today. We'll be giving her a big send-off
morning.
Yeah, going to be really good. Michael Hopkins, the man who
is the host
of Best Talk Radio, King of Claims, he'll be joining us this morning as well for the special send-off with Blue. And then we're celebrating all of our fans. So we're going to see.
Yes.
We have some surprises for you guys out there.
Always a celebration, Carrie, right here.
Yes, indeed. Me too. And we've had a whole week of celebration.
Yes.
We really have. We've been just celebrating the storm here. So listen, I just want to say thank you, guys. We appreciate you tuning in.
Yes, thank you so much.
And yeah, absolutely. And the month is moving along. It's already the 17th of February. So our Black History Month is still celebrating
out
here.
2023 is moving, Carrie.
We have. Yeah, it is. It's moving quite quickly. And we're just keeping it going here. And we're thrilled. So on this Fan Day Friday, it's our show number 826. We've already had 26 shows as of today, past the 800 mark.
26.
That was that wasn't all that long ago.
Wonderful.
Shows we
yes, it wasn't.
There. And look,
well, we're on the move.
We're marching towards 900 now.
Yes, we are.
So really good stuff. And real excited. So, okay, so we've got some music. We're going to keep things moving along this morning. We opened up the show with I Like You by the late Phyllis Nelson, an incredible artist from that wonderful upbeat clubbish era. We just love her music and so much, and was quite moving. And kind of kept things going along. We did, as we just talked about, we had Cheryl on, and we'll try to get Cheryl. Cheryl has been on the show since her dad passed, and we'll see if we can get her on again to kind of bring us up to speed on what's happening out there.
Wonderful.
And just a lot you heard from Elizabeth again. We wanted to rerun Elizabeth's piece from the IECSC, which is the big spa and beauty show, IBS and all of that at the Jacob Javits coming up on the March 5th, 6th, and 7th of 2023.
Awesome.
So that was here again. Yeah, so I'm talking with them. We have some ideas in the works, and we'll see how that moves along. And kind of keep things rolling. So thanks so much.
Awesome.
All right, listen,
Yes, Fan Day Friday. Let us get some good things rolling along this morning, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. Lots more to get to this morning. We're just getting it rolling.
This is a special shot going out to my mama, Miss Ernestine Shaw. Mama used to do people hair in the kitchen. Press and curl, hot curlers, everything. I love you, mama.
Black hair is a revolution.
Cornrows. Honey, I am tender-headed. Cherry curl. Style, sophistication. Afro puff.
To the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Bond of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is
Radio Slow.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Heal & Go, we pride ourselves as the producers of all natural hair care products. We use all natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
Good morning, everybody. I am Cammy Love, Kid Entrepreneur, and I made a book about children's hygiene and hygiene in general and kids going to the hair salon. You should buy my book, and I encourage you to buy my book because it is inspiring to young child authors, and it is inspiring to young girls and young boys and
That's
young
right.
children.
That's 11-year-old author Cammy Love and her book, Cammy Spa Party. It's on sale today at Amazon. Pick up this amazing book for young minds, Cammy Spa Party. Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Kerry Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
Listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins. Stay tuned.
All right. Thank you very much, DB. Yeah, we are back live. It's Friday morning. It's February 17th of 2023. It is time for Nicole Marie. Nicole Marie, good morning again. Happy
good morning, happy mid-show,
yes.
And Fan Day Friday.
Fan Day Friday, February 17th again, 2023. Show number 826. It's time,
right.
Mid-show, about this time every day, we bring to the line a wonderful component to the broadcast. She comes to us out of Jacksonville, Florida. You guys know her. Her name is Blue, and she is. Yes, she is the proprietor of Divine Energy Luxury Candles. You guys just heard that commercial in this block. Good morning, Blue.
Good morning,
Blue.
How's
the weather down here in Jacksonville?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Kerry. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kerry. 62.
Well,
oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's freezing for you.
Yes.
That's winter weather for Jacksonville.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
See, yes. By lunchtime,
wow.
It will be the same as yesterday. Yep.
Wow.
It's going to be hot.
Well, our temperature has dropped, so I want some of that.
Yes, indeed.
I wish I could send it to you.
I know. We have our heat on this morning.
Do you? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Well, listen,
I haven't had my heat on all winter.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Well, listen, I am just loving the weather. So I have no complaints this morning, and we just love it. And we appreciate you guys getting up early and being with us on this Friday morning as we kick off the weekend. Yeah, I'm really excited. First of all, Blue, you will be kind of leaving us for a little bit. So today is your send-off party right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we're going to definitely, and in fact, I'll be sharing my Goodbye Blue song coming up in just a few minutes, so you don't want to miss that.
Goodbye Blue song.
Yes, Goodbye Blue song. So you're doing something great when you've inspired a song here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yay.
So we'll get that on this morning. Yes. So, Blue, the reason that we have Blue, in case today's your first time tuning in, and you have literally lived under a rock, okay? First of all, we are so excited to have Blue with us. Each day she comes on, and she really does give us a chance to reset. And that's what I so appreciate and so love on the broadcast. It really does. It offers a reset for us each day, and I think we need that. We need it much more than we probably realize. So about 7:30 or so Eastern time, 6:30 for Central time, Blue comes on, and she really gives us the candle scent of the day, which is really a great time to talk about quite the different types of candles that she has available at Divine Energy Luxury Candles and so much more. And she really gives us the breakdown. So it's it has created an amazing following here on the show. So really good stuff, Blue.
We love it.
I don't know how you can top yourself. You have done an amazing job in the month of February with bringing us all kinds of candle talk you know, some super, super duper favorites that we will not forget. We will not soon forget these. So I cannot wait to hear what Blue has in store for us today. And then we're going to talk a little bit more about Blue taking off some time from us. But first, Blue, I'm going to let you get to the business at hand. What do you have today for us?
Well, I figure this scent would be appropriate for our Friday and for us to have a virtual drink together for the table celebration.
Is that the virtual Jack Daniels?
we have some virtual maple bourbon and apples today.
Oh my goodness. This tastes wonderful. Yeah, I love that.
Maple bourbon apple.
Maple bourbon apple.
I love it.
Okay. Now, for this drink, it is an intriguing upscale take on a traditional apple spice fragrance. And this maple and bourbon is mouth-watering, it's boozy, and it starts with top notes of apple and cinnamon, a hint of orange. Of course, bourbon and butter are the heart of this fragrance, with rich, sweet maple and vanilla finishing off this irresistible baked apple dessert. Now, this fragrance is infused with some essential oils, including cinnamon leaf, tangerine, and mandarin and orange. Now, the top notes, again, were apple, orange, and cinnamon. Our maple notes are bourbon, coconut and butter, is vanilla and maple. Yummy. Let's cheers to that, guys.
That is
wow.
Cheers to that.
What a mix. I love that.
Absolutely. We needed that this morning. Mm-hmm. Goodness.
Yes. Let's get some maple bourbon up here.
What a way to kick off the weekend on this Friday.
Off every day. It really is. I'm inspired today to follow up on that one.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen, I'm just joking, guys. You guys will think I'm sitting up here slushing it up. No, that's not it at all. I wish. No, I don't really get to do any of that as much as I'd like. But I do love that you give us a chance to experience that safely.
I don't even drink, so I have to always
completely
use my imagination. Yes, for everyone.
Blue, where do you find your inspiration? Where on this earth
do you find the inspiration for all these different scents?
Well, I have beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I have a lot of candle suppliers that I deal with, and they help a lot with the fragrances. Now, I can switch up the names if I want and, you know, do something different. But most of the time, not most of the time, because I have a lot of names that I do my own, you know, especially like stuff like love, self-love. I have a candle that's called self-love. And it could be a mixture of apple, maple, apple bourbon, and some other things, you know. So the candle makers and the distributors that I deal with that I order all my supplies from, they help a lot with inspiring me to come together and create, to help me create fragrances for my customers.
That's great.
And for myself, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a
well,
team.
Well, we certainly appreciate it. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
It's a
absolutely.
Team.
Absolutely.
Never had candle talk
people.
Like this.
Yes.
Just, yeah, just never knew there was so much to the candle.
Oh, it's a lot. Yeah. You have to find trusted suppliers, you know, because everybody's stuff is not. Some people may have watered down, and I thank God I haven't ran into that yet, but I stick with the same person. I don't jump around. Because when you start jumping around thinking somebody has a better price, I haven't. And not in the 3 years, almost 4 years I've been doing this. And I'm grateful for that because, like I said, people will water things down
from
the stories I've heard. And I just don't want to run into stuff like that. You know, people don't like the way that they're running. And I'm one of them people.
Divine Energy Luxury Candle Line, folks. I just love it. You're doing great. And keep up the great work. Yes.
We love
it. Let's get Michael here for the celebration today. Now, Blue, I do want to
like some maple bourbon.
Yeah, I think, Michael, did you hear that? Blue, repeat that, Blue.
I said, Michael, my
good
love
morning, Michael.
Maple bourbon and apples this morning. Come on and cheers with us.
Yes. Oh.
Virtual
you
cheers.
Know, good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I thought we were just going to do a little champagne, Karen. But Blue talking about
go hard
upgrading to some bourbon. So, hey.
Some bourbon.
Works for me.
Okay.
Yeah,
get your cigar and let's just relax.
It sounds like it. And I love the whole, it just is an amazing scent that comes to mind with this. So I love that with the candle skies. Do not forget that. Michael, is this not a great celebration for Blue? We're going to miss Blue.
Oh, yes, most definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss you. We're going to miss you. Oh, yes.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
I got 2 days, and then I'm in the air. So
all right.
Appreciate being here on the air
with
you guys,
wish you,
for sure.
Yeah, we definitely wish you safe travels, and we hope you have a wonderful time.
Oh, yeah, pretty
and
much
And we know
so.
When you come back, you're going to have so much more for us, and we so look forward to it.
Yes. I'm going to be definitely taking pictures, making videos, and taking notes while I'm there. So of all the beautiful things I get to venture and do that I've never been able to do. Mm-hmm. This is
sounds
gonna be a
like plan to me.
Journey for me. I'm
that definitely sounds like a plan to me.
And I tell you, I think it's time for that blues song that we talked about.
Okay. All right. I'd love for to hear it. Let the drum roll begin, Terry.
There you go.
Well, guess what?
Lick the glass.
I'm making my singing debut on today right here with this wonderful ditty that I put together to just send Blue off with class and style and elegance, just like Divine Energy Luxury Vinegar. Okay,
wonderful.
Now I'm going to need you guys to clap along with us this morning. So you're going to have to think Elvis, think Las Vegas. Michael, you might have to do the thinking on this. Think back to the 70s. And he's wearing that white outfit.
Michael can do that.
I know how to think back to the 70s real quick. Oh, yeah.
All right.
See my boogie shoes and my platforms.
I know that's right.
Okay. We'll miss you, Blue, and your candles. We'll miss you, Blue, and your candle talk to you. That's it.
That was it?
Oh, my goodness.
Start breaking the blues.
I'm leaving today.
Yeah, that was my thank you, Terry.
Oh, you got
that's wonderful.
I made my singing debut right here on the show. So I will never, don't ever say I didn't sing. Okay.
Oh, yeah, we won't.
Don't give up the day job just yet.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say that. I don't know if Nicole Marie is going to say it. I wasn't exactly going to say that. We might have to put it in a memo or something like that.
Yeah. Well, guys, I have to tell you, I sang in public only one time, literally. Well, actually, I did it twice. But I remember being in the Poconos. You guys know I don't know if you guys know the Poconos. It's a very romantic place here out on the East Coast.
Oh,
well,
right.
Yeah, I went to the Poconos one year. Beautiful. And let me tell you, they had a place where you could go in and do karaoke. And so I go inside this place, and there were no black folks. Let me just tell you the truth. There were no black folks.
I think that was just
me and the crew that I was with, the only black people who were there. And so it was so funny because I think they thought that, you know, I was going to go up to that stage and just tear it up. Oh, my gosh. You should have, they were just cheering me as I walked up there like nobody's business. And, oh, boy, their mouths were open when I finished. That's all I could say. And they pretty much chased me out of there. So I won't tell you what song I sang, but let's say it was something that that Whitney Houston made called "Where Do Broken Hearts Go." Yeah.
So, oh
yeah,
yeah.
It was a great
love
song.
That song.
Yeah.
Well,
yes,
I love the Poconos too.
Thank you
for
making that baby
Poconos
here for me. I appreciate that a lot.
Y'all, you got it. Oh, and Blue, you just doing a fantastic job, and we just appreciate you. Like
thank
Nicole
you, Blue.
Said, and Michael Hopkins, and keep up the good work. We're going to miss you on your journey overseas.
Yes.
So definitely, yeah. So enjoy yourself, and like we said, take a lot of pictures. And when you come back, we want some brand new candle talk.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Get it.
All right.
Absolutely.
Again, you got it. Divine Energy Luxury Candles. Listen out for their commercial during Blue's absence. And Blue, I'm gonna have to dig up some of your old pieces here. We'll probably get them on during some of the time. We got one on
those
things. Right.
We're gonna be
missing
candle talk.
Blue. We'll find some. We're gonna dig them up.
Oh,
we have a great
time.
Okay? You got
it. Thank you.
All right. Listen, folks, we'll be right back. Michael Hopkins, it's time to talk that talk radio. It's time to catch up with everything and what's happening with all of us in the next month right here at Hair Radio. This is something we haven't talked about, so you guys don't know. And we're going to talk a little bit more about it. So we want you guys to stay with us and lots more to get to this morning. So,
you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines, Nicole Marie, and Michael Hopkins. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Aswaye's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
And what's next is we are examining the claims process even more closely.
And we know that to be true with Michael Hopkins.
We are so excited to get Michael on and talk a little bit more about the claims process and what he has in store next week for Vet Talk Radio. So we are just so thrilled. So we want you guys to stay with us, and we'll be right back. Lots more to get to this morning.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Oh, yes. It is Friday morning, February 17th, 2023. Show number 826. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. One of the five boroughs, you guys know that it comprised New York City. And let me just bring back to the line my amazing co-stars, Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. I'm going to take you guys on a walking tour of New York City. And we'll walk right past the theater, virtually, as they say, in just a bit.
Okay.
But first I want to kind of get to this talk, Michael, on what's happening at the talk radio. You're still in season two as of this date, we have been broadcasting, I should say, a special series, and I believe that you're up to part six. I believe it's an eight-part series.
Right.
So I think that's where we are. So, Michael, what's this all about?
Wow. It is all about the top terms that every veteran should know when they're filing for a claim. And it's a 40-part series that we've been doing, Carrie, and we're kind of winding
four,
it down.
Well, 40 parts, but 40 terms.
Yeah, 40
There's
terms.
A difference.
40 terms.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, yes, it is.
Yeah, 8-part series. So you're kind of winding down on that is what you're saying.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And so the subject is, these are the top terms that every veteran should know.
Right.
Okay.
Every veteran should know these top terms when they're filing for compensation or filing for a claim. And we're at episode number six.
Wow.
And
so that's coming up on Tuesday.
Right.
Yeah,
it'll be on Tuesday, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central.
Right. On February 21st. So that's coming up next week. It's the 19th episode for Vet Talk Radio, so of this season. So it's season two, the 19th. You're already 19 episodes in already. That's amazing. So real good stuff over there. Excellent. So part six
on Top Terms on Michael's wonderful show within a show, the Vet Talk Radio Show, Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, as he said, 7:30 Central. Okay, Nicole Marie, we have something else that we do here at the broadcast each day called Hope of the Day. And so I'm ready for some hope.
Oh, yes. We definitely need All hope right. about now. Yes, every day, Carrie. Yes, thank you so much. And hope is
absolutely.
The belief that our future can be better than our past. And no matter what we, each one of us may be going through, there's always hope. We always have to hold on to hope. And so I want to share this moment of hope for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this moment is courtesy of the book High Hope by Patrick Lindsay. So today, look inside. Ignore the external forces surrounding you. The answers to our deepest questions lie inside us. Here, you are in control. You can choose your direction. You can listen to your inner voice. You make your choices.
Wow,
that's powerful.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very powerful.
That is.
So it's all
is.
Inside of us.
It's all inside of us. Wow. So what goes through your mind? Michael, what goes through your mind when you hear that? It's our special, wonderful talk guest this morning. For this segment, what goes through your mind?
Wow, Carrie and Nicole Marie, what it does, it makes me just think of how powerful we are as human beings. We have so much inside of us. And a lot of times what's inside of us, you know, it's crying to come out. It's begging to come out. And sometimes we don't see it or know it, but it's there. And I mean, this inspires me. This really inspires me because, like most people, I have challenges too sometimes, especially being a disabled veteran. But when I listen to Nicole Marie, and it inspires me so much to do so much more for veterans.
Wow.
It inspires me, Carrie and Nicole Marie.
Hmm.
That's wonderful.
Well, you're passing that along, Michael, and that's what
you
is
certainly
important.
Are.
Yeah, you're passing that along. And speaking of which, you know, we really have been in recent, the last week or so, really bringing attention to the work that you're doing, Michael Hopkins, because...
Yes, so
and thank you, Nicole Marie, for the hope of the day, by the way. Let me just get that on in. Great job on that. But yeah, Michael, you've been coming in with some great news with everybody in the last week or so about becoming accredited, that I call ACA. You've become an accredited claims agent. So you're not just talking
so
the talk anymore. Yeah, you're really walking the walk, you know, so lots to say there. And
pretty
this
much.
Is not an easy process for folks. So you've done the work, and we're very proud of your efforts.
Yes, congratulations.
Oh, yeah. And you know,
congratulations,
Carrie and Nicole Marie. I had one of my veteran brothers who I have not seen in about 40 years, but we're all on Facebook. The unit that we were in. And he did something. He actually did a tribute to me in my accomplishment.
And I saw it, and it
was so beautiful. And he was basically saying, I was basically one of his old Army buddies. I served with him overseas, and he was so proud to see the accomplishment that I did becoming an accredited claims agent. And he was telling other veterans, you know, you guys, you need to check him out. He even promoted Vet Talk. He said, you need to check him out because of the things that he's doing for veterans. And that right there made me feel so, so proud.
That's
you
so
know,
nice.
Not, like the other things don't make me feel proud of what you guys say. when I hear it from another veteran, somebody that I served with in the military, it rises my chest up. You know, I walk a little faster, a little better, and you know, that even if I have some aches and pains, I just know that I have to keep going. And it's for the
right.
vets. I have to make sure these guys get squared away. And I have to, the knowledge, the things that they need to know in order for them to get the recognition, the claims, the financials, the help with their families, the education, all the things that here on the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie, this is what we do. And it makes me feel so proud to have both of you as my family here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Awesome.
I'm so proud just to be here.
Definitely
with you guys,
honored.
Man.
Yeah. And again, so we need to offer Michael Hopkins a big salute this morning. Like you said, you have become, and many folks out there may not realize this, but you are official. You are an official claims agent. I call an accredited. You're an accredited claims agent on behalf of the disabled veterans, and it is amazing. So I call an ACA, an accredited claims agent, Michael Hopkins.
ACA.
About that. Yeah,
definitely.
You're gonna have
Michael.
To get a T-shirt that says ACA on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're official now, Michael.
Yeah.
So you've been offering help and doing the work through the Vet Talk Radio Show, but now you get to officially help folks quite a bit.
All
so
across
so
the
proud
great
of you,
land. Oh, thank you so much, and all around the world, actually.
Yeah.
Oh,
wherever
yeah.
there's a veteran, well, I can actually help them. I mean, that alone is just so powerful. And it's such a blessing.
Yeah.
And it's just an honor to be able to help veterans.
Well, you're doing
is.
A great job, and we're going to remember to tune in on Tuesday for the next Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins. Okay, so hold it. Let's kind of switch it up a little bit. We want to bring our very special guest to the broadcast, so we're going to get him, let him get his cup of coffee together. And when we come back after this very, very, very short music break, we are going to be chatting with the irrepressible, the man of the hour. We're talking about the one and only. Now, he's the former mayor from Irvington, New Jersey, a big, big friend to not just me, but to the Hair Radio Morning Show especially. And we are so excited. I can't wait to chat with him. And we're going to be talking about, well, you know what? Why don't just stay with us right after the song, and we'll have Wayne Smith with us. All right, folks. We'll be right back.
Hey. Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
All right, we're back live. My goodness, if you guys could only see here in the studio during the commercial breaks, I'm sitting up here, my mouse just flew clean across the board, and I'm like trying to get it back by the end. You know, it's always something. You got it. It's live radio. What can I say? Listen, it's Friday morning. It's February 17th of 2023. I'm Kerry Hines. It's about 8:10 in the morning, New York time. Again, on this February 17th morning. Listen, I have to bring to the line. First, let me just bring back Michael Hopkins and Nicole Marie for a quick moment. Listen, guys, good morning again. It's so great
good
to
morning.
Have you guys with us.
Good morning.
Yeah, so I'm excited in this third hour. It's our spotlight hour.
So am I.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I want to bring to the line. And then I want to bring to the line Mr. Wayne Smith. Wayne is our political aficionado here on the Hair
oh,
Radio
yeah.
Morning Show. You know, we do the hair talk, but we're also about community. So I want to just make that clear. Wayne, you come to us from Irvington, New Jersey. Now, you are the former mayor of Irvington, New Jersey. You were mayor there for 12 incredible years. And you're a political dynamo. You're now off into the private sector doing some big, big business things. So we love having you on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Always.
Where you get to
yeah.
Always. Yeah.
Wayne really brings it with the local talk, with the national talk, and really you've helped to educate and inform us right here on the broadcast. So we just welcome you. You're always a great person to have, and we just love having you here. So good morning, officially.
Well, love to be here. Good morning, and Nicole and Mike. Good morning to you as well, Mike. Let me congratulate you on your achievement of becoming a certified claim service. So again, I have to thank you for your service as a vet, but for your continued service in this area, because there are so many veterans who do not know what they're entitled to, who don't know how to navigate the VA system.
Oh yeah.
And you getting your certification, you'll be able to help a lot of folks. So I say to the Hair Radio family, oftentimes, yeah. You know, and so even if the, you know, they're obviously they're women vets, they're men vets. So, but the salon owners gets to talk to the influencers wherever they are. So there's cousins, there's husbands, there's wives who are vets who may not
right.
be entitled to stuff, may
wow.
have forgotten stuff, or, you know, and so. You know, Mike is the person that's the go-to person now, and it's officially recognized by the U.S. government and the Veterans Administration to navigate their system. So congratulations to you, and thank you for that.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate that, sir. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm very much deserving. All right, Michael.
Yeah,
well, I
so deserving.
Michael, you're going to be back. Yes, absolutely. You're going to be back with us in just a bit. We always give Michael the Mike comes in with the last word in just a bit. Nicole Marie, I have to say, is it not always a joy to
It is.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're
always a pleasure to have Wayne Smith. Always a pleasure.
Right,
you always bring
appreciate
us
that.
So much information. We
yes,
love it. Thank
yes.
you so much.
Yes. Well, Wayne, yes, and Nicole Marie, we're going to have you back in just a few minutes. I know you have some things you want to lead in with Wayne on,
oh, yeah.
so we're going to talk and bring that to the mic. First, Wayne, I got to just kind of jump on in on some of this. Now, anybody with the TV in the last few weeks, pretty much since the midterm, and we're and I'm here in New York. I'm in New York City, as everybody knows. I'm in Brooklyn.
And so I see a lot of New York television, and you do too. You're wearing the same media market.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, so this whole thing on this, and he's not just local news. He's news all over the place, literally, and out of, you know, other parts of the world. And I just have to say, yeah, it's such a bizarre story that I don't even know where to begin. But I thought we should have this discussion today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm talking about this councilman. Hold on, I'm sorry. Let me get it right. He is now, a congressman, right. He's a congressman. Yeah, he is a congressman.
Whatever he is, he's definitely a con man.
Okay. Well, you know what? Okay, and let's start there. Let's start. We're talking about George Santos, who was voted into office. He was voted into the office by the people. And so he's now literally one of the members of the Senate, and we want to talk about that. So tell us a little bit, this whole process, to me, you know, give us a little bit of the normal process.
Okay. So typically, congressional candidate or city or the poll will say. So I think Carrie told me that the New York media has been calling him George Scamtos or whatever. but typically, and Nicole Marie will tell you as a local elected official, generally the party or whatever citizen group that vets candidates will do, and even the local media will do research on people running for office. And in addition, your political opposition will do political research on you. And they'll try to find out any missteps you have made in your life, and they'll put that out there. And sometimes people make normal missteps, you know. And the voters will determine ultimately whether they, you know, once the truth has been out there or if something has been revealed about a candidate, whether that has anything to do with them serving faithfully in office. So there's no perfect person. There's always candidates that have things that are, you know, they've done in their life that are wrong. I don't know a person that's an angel yet. So, but nevertheless, the public decides whether or not that has going to have an impact on them serving impartially and faithfully in the office that they're sworn to serve. Well, George Santos did a whole lot of stuff, but the process failed and let him get elected, except for a local paper in Long Island that actually did do the research on him, but it didn't get out until the New York Times picked up the story after he was elected. That's the sad news. So George Santos, who absolutely all of his life since probably 19 years old, when he had the first scandal in Brazil, he was 19. His mom worked for a guy, I don't know if she was a nurse's aide or a caretaker, and he stole the guy's checkbook. $700 and wrote a check, and then the Brazilian authorities were going to prosecute him, actually could not prosecute him because he must have came back to the United States or whatever.
Right,
and
they
so
were looking for him for years.
He would have escaped prosecution for that. Now they have officially notified the Department of Justice that they want to seek prosecution for that crime he allegedly committed in Brazil. So this guy has been a con man for a long, 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 long time. And, you know, so he lied about his religion. He lied about his work history. He lied about his education.
Oh, we don't have enough hours of the rest of the time. I mean, we don't literally.
Well, listen,
you're going to lose this man's lies. I mean, we'll be here until the next election.
In January, I think it was in January when we did the show, or December. Well, I think it was January, because Carrie had already proclaimed him the liar of the year.
Well, yes.
I thought
well,
that was
as
hilarious.
It turns out,
I think it's absolutely
true.
Of the century. Yeah. So it's an interesting thing. So some of the recent revelations that have come out, because they're investigating, I'm going to go through quickly the number of agencies that are investigating him. So, so these are two tidbits before I get into that. One, they're looking at his donors, people who allegedly giving him money, and they're saying either they didn't give him money, they didn't give him the amount that he allegedly claims they give him, or they gave him more than he allegedly claimed.
So
one of his donors, get this right, one of the guys who donated him runs a background check business. He said he had paid the $50 himself. He would have known not to give the guy any money. So here are the seven, at least seven state, federal, and congressional entities that have received formal complaints about him. This is according to a news publication. Carrie, I've sent you these by email so that you would have them for your official records. But the article came from a newspaper called The Hill. So and lawmakers on both sides, Republicans and Democrats, you know, he recently got into a spat with Mitt Romney, Utah U.S. Senator Mitt Romney.
When Mitt steps to you, you know, you have really crossed the line.
Mitt was
so gangster.
Yeah.
Man. I didn't know Mitt had it in him on all those bars full of women.
He's a very formal, uptight guy, right? So
he goes,
you know, and former
and
president.
Mitt is sick.
He said, Mitt told him he deserved to be here.
Mitt is sick. He was stepping to him.
Absolutely. So people on both sides of the aisle have called for him to resign. But here are the different agencies that are investigating. Since December, Nassau County District Attorney's Office has been investigating him. The U.S. Attorney in the Eastern District of New York. Now, they're looking at very detailed things that they're looking at. One is his when you serve in elected office, you have to do what they call, and even though some places have, even for local offices, I know when I was mayor, I had to do a financial disclosure every year to the state of New Jersey, also a public record. So the Congress has to do the same thing. They have to do a financial disclosure, and his finances don't make sense at all. So his congressional donation to himself doesn't even match. But the other really appalling thing is, and this is very interesting, and I tell you, he's been a long-time scamster, is he went to a retired police sergeant named Michael Bowe, who had a dog who needed surgery. So he created a GoFundMe account for this, allegedly to raise money to have this dog get surgery. Anybody who has a pet knows that those can be very expensive propositions.
So
he raised $3,000 on the GoFundMe account, right? All of a sudden, the GoFundMe account disappeared, and so did George Scamptos.
I'm not as necessary, but that name, George Scamptos, well, that's what they call him, yes, here in New York and elsewhere,
And they got the Texas that go back and forth between him and retired police sergeant Michael Bowe, just showing that, you know, this is some of the evidence that they're showing that he had communicated with him to get this GoFundMe account set up. The New York State Attorney General's office is investigating him. The Queens District Attorney's office, because I think a part of his congressional district may have touched Queens in some way. So the district attorney in Queens is looking to see, reviewing his situation now to see if she even has any jurisdictional issues around his case. Now, I mentioned earlier as we opened this discussion about him, is that the Brazilian prosecutors, and he was 19 when this incident happened, have notified the U.S. Department of Justice because he stole this man's check that his mother was taking care of and wrote a $700 check. They went to prosecute him, and, of course, he disappeared. So he didn't resurface till now. But the Brazilian prosecutors have notified the U.S. Department of Justice that they want to charge him.
Yeah.
So two New York Congress people. Go ahead, Gary.
Oh, no, 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 please. The Congress people headed up by
the New York Congress
on the Senate side, yeah.
Yeah, so the two House Democrats, Congressman Torres and Congressman Goldman, have filed charges at the House Ethics Committee, and they got very specific charges against them. One is about the company that he allegedly ran. It starts with a D. It's the name. He used two names. He was George Santos, but not Scantos. He used some another name with Duvalier or something like that organization.
Oh,
so
yeah,
he had a
list of names. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he had a company in that name, and said that he on his financial disclosure, he said that he earned $1 million in dividends. But when you look at his Dun & Bradstreet report, the company never made more than $43,000. So how do you get $1 million dividends from a company that never made more than $43,000? So they're investigating. They've filed a formal complaint specifically around that issue. And then there's a complaint surfacing, this is very recent, about some staff member who's accused him of sexual misconduct.
Yes. I mean, on top of every single thing else.
Everything else.
You couldn't get any lower. I mean, goodness.
And then it's sad, right?
No, wait. I have to ask you this on this kind of stuff. Where the voters of New York put him in office. Now, where was there, I mean, this looks like a colossal failure, and I don't blame us as New Yorkers and certainly the constituents in that area that he should be representing. But mm-hmm. How does something like this really happen? I mean, our due diligence?
Well, I agree with you. It's not necessarily the people's fault, but here's who I find at fault. The politicos who all had a role in nominating him and not vetting him properly. You know, there was some talk that he was giving money to the party, so they probably said, well, if he can give money like this, he must be okay. So I'm sure they looked the other way.
Vote at the time? Kevin McCarthy needed his vote.
Well, So McCarthy, and I know one of the things you wanted to talk about is some of the things that the new Congress. So part of the new Congress with Santos in it was Kevin McCarthy remained virtually silent about this whole situation until he had secured his vote to be the Speaker of the House.
Right.
Yeah, so Santos is officially one of his votes. It was a very slim margin of victory for Mr. McCarthy, and but Santos is certainly one that the scamster was certainly one of his votes. So now he's got to make sure that the people in Congress who are over the Ethics Committee really look into this case, and I'm sure they're slow walking it because they want to try to get certain legislation done. But and then he has one other investigation that I think is all of them are dangerous. But I think he's got the Federal Election Commission, which is the commission set up by the federal government to monitor election expenditures. So there's been they're looking at his. I mentioned earlier about these donors. Some of them were fake. Some of them were real. Some said they didn't give him that amount of money. Some people said they gave him more money than they claimed he gave him, and so forth. And then there's about $1 million, I believe, that they can't account for.
Oh my!
Then the other thing is, expenditures under $200 don't have to necessarily have receipts. Well, he's got multiple transactions. I mean, a lot of transactions that stop at $199. So they don't know if that went into his pocket.
I got to tell you something. George Santos makes Donald Trump look like Jimmy Carter.
Now the ultimate scamster is Trump himself. What Santos is doing, remember what the Attorney General of New York has said is that Donald Trump got millions of dollars from banks overvaluing property. I mean, this is what George Santos is doing, is small potatoes. And then Trump was selling some kind of artifact or something of his recently that raised $4 million.
Trump is playing with a bigger war chest.
Listen. Trump is a if you want to talk. I mean, look, Santos scammed his way into the Congress, but I think this is just my personal opinion now that Trump scammed his way. I have never seen a presidential candidate as flawed.
Right.
I mean, didn't give his tax returns. Multiple investigations. Look like this Georgia thing is going to blow up in his face. So even with all the stuff that Santos has done, I just don't think it raises to the level. If you talk about Congress.
No, it doesn't raise. It doesn't. But what it says, this is some bizarre stuff. This is where that party would rather remain in power.
There's few statesmen left in that. So I, to his credit, I will give Mitt Romney his credit. He did step up. Romney voted for Trump's impeachment.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, he did. No, listen.
Yeah.
We have been following Mitt lately, and that's why I said Mitt is fit. We appreciate that. So, listen, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Nicole Marie comes in just a bit to join us in the conversation. But first, I do want to ask you, and don't answer just yet. We're going to tease it up. Mm-hmm. But do you feel that this is going to end potential jail time? Could it end in jail time for Senator Santos, if you will. So don't answer yet. We'll come back to you on that. Can he end up in jail? That's what we'd like to know. And Nicole Marie will be with us. We're going to take a little bit of a commercial break. When we come back, my co-star, Nicole Marie, all the way from Water Valley, Mississippi, will be leading in. Now, Nicole Marie, just so that you guys know who don't know, she's a member down there in Water Valley on her community board, and we are just so excited. And we'll talk a little bit about all of that when she joins us. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Wayne Smith is our guest live.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
I'm here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. JustSalonTowels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. Jess Salon towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem, as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The Jess Salon towels, bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels, are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JessSalonTowels.com. Again, that's JessSalonTowels.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRMember.com to sign up.
All right, we're back live. It's Friday morning, February 17th of 2023. I'm Carrie Hines. It's about 8:34 in the morning, New York time, 7:34 if you're out in the Central Time Zone. Very, very, very powerful show today. My very, very special guest, of course, Wayne Smith, who comes to us out of New Jersey. He's the former mayor in Irvington, New Jersey for 12 years. He's our political aficionado, and we're so happy to just continue on. But first, let me bring to the line, you guys know my co-star. She's out of Water Valley, Mississippi, Nicole Marie. Yes. Hello again, Nicole Marie.
Hello, hello. Yes, hello again.
All right. Yes, it's good to always chat with Nicole Marie. Now, just want to remind folks, you're going to be in New York. I'll be seeing Nicole Marie, yes, for our live hair event.
Live
and
in
person. New York City on Monday, March 6, 2023, from 2:30 in the afternoon to 2:30 to 6:30. Real happy about that. So, again, Monday, March 6, come out and join us. We're going to be doing... We have a little stage there, and we've got some wonderful folks who'll be there to talk. Everybody's coming to town, so we're going to have a – we'll talk a little bit more about that on Tuesday as well. So Wayne Smith is our in-studio guest today, Nicole Marie. So we are bringing back to the line former mayor from New Jersey, from Irvington, New Jersey for 12 years.
Yes.
Wayne, you're doing so much out there these days in the way of business. So, again, you're on with the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie. Good morning again, Wayne.
Well,
good morning, Nicole. I'm great.
Good.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine. How about yourself?
Great. I'm great. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. And I've been listening. Yes, you've been chatting about Santos and all this is going on, and obviously he's been definitely the butt of many, many jokes, but this is definitely a very, very serious matter. And so my question is to you, yes, you know, there seems to be so much upheaval and dissension between the political groups. We have scandals going on, so much that is just going on in the political arena. So my question for you is, where do we go from here?
Oh, wow. That's the classic question that Dr. King asked us as a society when he was alive. Chaos, and then that's the title of his book, Where Do We Go From Here, Chaos or Community. So it looks like we're really at this as a national government in the heaval of chaos. But out of that chaos is going to come some order. And I'll tell you why I say that. If you look at President Biden's first 2 years in office, it looks like he would have been able to get a lot done. He did get a lot done, but we had a chaotic situation among the Democrats. You had Joe Manchin, who's probably in a fight for his life to maintain his seat now. It's good if the Democrats could pick that seat up, even though he professes to be a Democrat, or he is a Democrat, but has some different, more conservative-leaning views as a Democrat.
Right.
And then Senator Sinema, who caucuses and votes a lot of times with the Democrats, but has declared herself an independent. So they were the two.
Right.
It wasn't the Republicans that were holding up the president's agenda. It was two Democrats internally. So, but out of that, people said it couldn't be done. You got the infrastructure bill. You got the CHIPS Act. And those are very important because it's going to bring the manufacturing of a lot of the computer chips abroad back to the United States. And then you got the infrastructure bill, which is going to do a host of things around the country in terms of dealing with bridges and roads that are much needed to be repaired that have kind of been on the back burner.
Much needed.
But out of that chaos in the Congress, you got some order, and people said that the Democrats were going to lose probably the most seats in the history of congressional elections, and that didn't happen. So to me, the public is taming the chaos by bringing some order. So they didn't the Republicans didn't have they didn't steamroll the Congress. They barely got a majority in the House,
And it took, what, 8 or 9 votes for the speaker to even get elected. Now, that's the chaos
get elected,
in there.
Right.
But, yeah, so the good news for Biden is that the Republicans really don't have an agenda. So, and I give you a classic example of what I mean. So when Newt Gingrich, because they laughed at Newt when he was a congressman, he was throwing firebombs, but he did what any group does that takes power in this country. You start to organize on a local level, and then you run congressional candidates. And then while they were laughing at Newt, he did all of that and became Speaker of the House.
Right.
But the one thing, because he was an intellectual, even though I disagree, he had the what they call contract with America. So he ran, he had a set of principles that he put out there to the American public, and they bought that. He was very clear about what he wanted to do. Now, I called it, and many on the Democratic side called it a contract on America, but he called it the contract with America. And he sold it. He went out and he sold it, and he became the majority leader. But Kevin McCarthy and his group didn't have an agenda other than QAnon and Hunter Biden, which is what they're spending their time on doing. Now there's some stuff about the president's brother. But it has nothing to do with the advancement of the average American, you know. So the agenda is getting, you know, if they have one, is getting washed in all this other stuff. And people are very distinct. You know, was it for me? Now, I disagree with Ronald Reagan a lot. But one of the barometers that you use, and he said it, he said you just ask the simple question to the average person. Are you better off today than you were 4 years today than you were 4 years ago? That barometer is what people, you know, the average person, whether it's a local race, county race, a state race,
right,
a congressional race, people, so most of the voters want to know, what are you proposing to make it better for me?
Exactly.
You know, and so – not that things there's things that need to be investigated. People get off course. They do wrong things. But that should not be your – you do those things as a part of the job. They're unpleasant necessities. But the main focus of your job is how do I advance the interests of the constituents I'm supposed to serve? And if you – but the Republicans don't seem – they got this – I call it the revenge agenda. We want to investigate everybody. how the stimulus money was going to be spent. So I think they lost focus. But out of that, they got caught, and I give the president credit for this, because he said, watch them while all the smoke and mirrors is going on. Remember, they took over the federal judiciary and the Supreme Court. Don't be fooled again. They're working on Social Security and Medicaid. He called that out early. Because he's calling is the most stable voter in America is a senior citizen. The young people may whiffle and waffle. Some might come out, some don't, even though many more came out in this last election than before. And they had a lot of stuff at stake, which is some of it is uncompleted. And that was that student loan forgiveness program, which is in the Supreme Court right now. But no matter what the issue are, seniors generally vote. And so when the Biden put that front and center, and they said, well, we're not doing that. But then he went and got the senator who said, look, we need to look at all that, and we need to make it an annual renewal. Well, he didn't make that up. Biden didn't make that up. One of your leading senators, I think it was Ron Johnson, came out and said they were looking at Social Security. So now they had to play defense. Both McCarthy and McConnell had to backtrack on that. They said, well, wait, that's a non-starter. But what it puts the American public on alert on is we better pay attention to this group. Because they got people in their caucus, and they already showed that they're vulnerable to not the majority, but the fringe minority, because they could even be speaker without them. So they've got control of the committees. They're on the House rules. They're on the Intelligence Committee. Some of them are chairing committees that they shouldn't be chairing. But in order for him to be speaker, he had to sell the House.
He had to make a deal with these folks.
Yeah. Wow. So what they said. You know, but that's going to creates order for the American public, because the American public can clearly see now where people are. When you got a guy like George Santos, and there should be universal condemnation for George Santos, shouldn't be a question,
right?
Yeah, you can't say well the people.
So true.
He was duly elected under false pretenses. So, you know, it wasn't just he embellished his resume a little bit. No. I mean, this guy is – so I think Carrie asked the question. I'm going to answer it now. I think he should go to jail. I think he is going to go to jail. I think they're going to take – it's going to take a process because he was elected. But, you know, he's clearly all these financial improprieties, you can't be back. You know, so – you know, my mother used to say, you know, liars have to figure, but figures don't lie. The numbers are going to bury. the numbers are going to bury George Santos. So he had a grand scheme and it worked for him. It's one of his biggest cons ever. He pulled off his biggest con. And it worked. But now he forgot. Well, a liar has to do. He has got to always remember the last lie he told.
Exactly.
And so he's now
– we have to cover that up.
He's got a figure.
Well,
but the numbers
the
ain't –
he must have the memory of an elephant, Wayne.
Yeah.
He would have to have the memory of an elephant.
Yeah, and he's going to juggle every time they raise the issue, he goes back and try to change the amended election report.
I give up, folks.
So,
listen, you've been listening to our special guest, Wayne Smith, today. Wayne, I have to say, and we're going to have you to stay with us. Don't go anywhere. Wanted to bring Michael Hopkins in on the – Michael, you've been listening. Now, Michael comes to us as the host of the Vet Talk radio show. As you guys know, he's an accredited claims agent, so we are just saluting you this morning. Michael, I know that you always bring our last question of the day usually to our guests, and I know you're always excited to be on with Wayne. So what would you like to say to Wayne today?
Wow, this has just been wow. What I was wondering, what are we going to do with, and this is your humble opinion.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do with a Mr. Santos if you had the power to just? What would you do with him?
I would. If I had the power to order the prosecutor to prosecute for all these things right away, post haste. Because one of the things that the American public is skeptical about is there are two forms of justice. So if it were me, I would be under the jail already. If it was Nicole Marie, she'd be under the jail already. If it was Carrie Hines, the handcuffs would have been already on us, and we would have already been gone. So can't let a guy like this stand. You have to take a stand. So they should expedite his prosecution. And I'm sure they want to make sure that all the ducks, you know, all the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed. But he should get prosecuted. Anybody else would have been indicted already, and a grand jury, at least in panel.
No, well, that's a good question. Now, where did he get that money from, though? Like that $700,000? I mean, he was barely scraping by, just a regular worker's salary.
So there's an article I sent you, Carrie, just before we got on the air, where he allegedly was part of some other international scam.
Now, this is not the Ponzi scheme he was a part of.
So allegedly he was part of another one. And so, you know, the Ponzi scheme may be where the money came from. But he also had a couple of the election commission is studying. He said he got money from one of these organizations, they call them political action committees, that never registered as a political action committee that was raising money. They were raising tons of money. Nobody knows how much money they raised. So it seemed to me that it was like a shell game. They were money laundering. At least the bare minimum, he's got to be charged with money laundering because he can't account for all this money. He says one thing, he had a salary from this company, that company, that never happened. So the guy is a classic fraudster. Anybody else would have been under the jail. And that's why I said we got, you know, Trump got away with it. He was dealing at a much higher level and a much more sophisticated and was able to hide behind accountants. The accountant goes to jail, but the other person doesn't.
Yeah, it's real small.
Trump, I think he only got less than a year, but Trump gets nothing. So you mean to tell me that the accountant runs the company or does Trump run the company? Who runs the company?
Right, exactly. But my favorite George, I've got to tell you, my favorite George Santos story is the one where the lady who said she went to school with George, he was going by a different name then, of course. Well, the reporter asked him, and he supposedly got his GED, but he couldn't name the school that he went to or any of that.
Okay.
But it cracked me up. She said that she later came back across George later after they're adults now, and she told him that she had just landed a big client as an attorney, and she's now an attorney. And that the guy was a billionaire and looking to invest money. Well, George immediately invited them, wanted to meet him, and offered a plan to invest the man's money. But the man didn't fall for the okie-doke.
He's definitely a consummate con man.
I watched him in an interview on camera. And I have to honestly say, he did, just on my non-professional opinion on that level, I can't figure just from reading folks' face, but to me, he seemed to be shifty. And I don't know how, I feel sorry for the voters who put him in office, because they feel, if you watch the news here, they feel real badly about it. Because they feel like
they probably never even met him. I think if he did anything, I never heard about it. They probably mailed stuff and they called people. He probably never even showed up. Yeah. And once he got his congressional office, he won't even open up the office because he's scared to meet the constituents.
Right. Yeah. I think he's not going to voluntarily go anywhere.
No. He's got to play this con out. Now, where is he going? If he quits, he has no allure of power. Because he's a sitting congressperson, they do handle him with some degree of kid gloves. So they make sure that when they do get him, that everything is tight and that he's been, he's been treated ethically and based on the law.
Even though he didn't extend that same courtesy to his constituency.
It's just an open and shut case. But, I can't see what his defense is going to be. But he's going to probably do the Trump dissent. Well, I don't do the accounting. But you lied about the income. You do your own accounting.
Yeah. Wasn't it a movie called Catch Me If You Can?
Caught him. I think he got caught. But listen, I just don't know how he gets out of it. And he thinks he can wiggle himself out of it. I think he really believes his own hype. He's gotten away so long, he can't believe he's going to get caught.
Wow. Well, listen, folks. Here's the takeaway for today. I would quit too. We wouldn't find ourselves absconding from Brazil.
In a situation like that.
And ripping off poor, helpless dogs. Ripping off everybody he's met, he has scammed, according to these folks. It's a sad story, and that's why they've given him that name, George Scamtos. That wasn't my name for him, but it is quite fitting. So, George Scamtos.
You did call him the liar of the year.
I think of the epoch, of all time. He's one of the greatest. And he'll go down in the history books. We won't forget him. There'll be a couple of movies coming out. Trust me on that.
Yeah, no, they definitely
will make
a movie. Well, listen, already came out. Eddie Murphy's movie already came out.
Oh, yeah, that's true. What's that distinguished gentleman? Yes, distinguished gentleman.
He was a con man.
I remember now. Well, listen, Wayne, it's always a pleasure to have you with us. It really is. And we just appreciate you so much here on the show. Michael Hopkins, we just appreciate Wayne, do we not? He's always a great pleasure and a joy to have.
Yes, sir, 100%.
Michael, I just wanted to share with you real quick, if Carrie will allow me. I'm doing a lot of traveling back and forth to Maryland, and the new governor, first African-American governor in the history of Maryland, had just signed into law that veterans will get a tax credit, $15,000 off their annual taxes. They don't have to pay state taxes on. So it's a new bill that just happened, but it will help veterans who, may be paying taxes in the state of Maryland, relieve some of that tax burden.
That's amazing.
Oh, that is amazing. And he's a veteran also.
Yes, right. Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The governor there, he is actually a veteran.
A vet.
If I remember correctly, he's a Gulf War veteran.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I have to say, you guys, you bring it every time right here to the show. This is the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are all about hair, beauty, and community. And so I just wanted to say thank you to Wayne Smith for taking the time out of your schedule to be with us. Next week, we will be on from Tuesday through Friday live right here with a whole lot more. We've got a big conversation that we're continuing about the uterine cancer connection with Black women because of the hair straighteners. So we have an attorney's office who's going to be representing some of the folks out there, and he's going to be with us in his discussion next week. So you don't want to miss that as we continue to talk about that. And so much more, we're going to be talking about our live event. Wayne, I hope we're going to be seeing you on Monday, March 6th.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I think I'm scheduled to travel. That was my only thing. I think you had reached out for me earlier. But if I can somehow get – if I can get it in and get back, I will try to get by you. I was really looking forward to trying to make that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That would be wonderful. Okay. All right. Well, listen, we're going to kind of wind on down here this morning. Wayne, before we go, we have to just ask you one last thing. You always – tell us a little bit about what you're working on with your business connections. So we know that you're moved away a little bit from the political arena, but what else are you working on these days business-wise?
Well, so I'm actually doing some, business consulting, and I have a couple of clients that I'm doing some stuff around with broadband, bringing it to local governments. Trying to help governments establish their own broadband sites so they can reduce the cost of the utilization of computers. We found out that many of the young people's parents, particularly if they were low income, were struggling to keep their computers up during the pandemic. And so, with inflation and all that, costs keep rising, we're trying to figure out ways to help local communities stabilize their broadband costs. So we've got a couple of cities in New Jersey that we're working with to try to get that established and taking our show on the road a little bit. I was just in D.C., at the United States Chamber of Commerce meeting around digital transformation. And so a lot of the top technology companies are looking at ways that we can reduce the cost for people, not only running their individual households, but running their businesses and also all levels of government. And one of the issues that's going to be fronting all of us is this whole question about artificial intelligence. So that's kind of like some of the space that I'm moving in with clients now.
It's
a very exciting space because it's some of the advanced technology involved. And I'm not a techie myself, but what I do is help them with their marketing and accessing government agencies and that kind of thing, and corporate agencies as well.
Awesome. Wayne, we're always so proud of you. You are family to us here. And Wayne came out to one of our think tanks in Brooklyn, New York, several years back. And this new event we're having on March 6th reminds me of that. It's in that same day.
Okay. Yeah, that was a very nice event.
We always have a great time with Wayne. All right, folks. We thank you, Wayne. Thank you. Great job.
Have a good,
Michael,
good day, everybody.
All
good
of us.
Great
job.
Yeah.
Nicole.
You
too. Bye-bye now.
Wayne is always a great – we just love having Wayne here. Always a great job. Always. Okay. We'll see you back here tomorrow, folks, for a brand new edition. Oh, hold it. Tomorrow. No, we'll see you on Tuesday.
Oh, my
it's
goodness.
Friday. Okay. Great day, Friday.
And
forgot
Friday.
About that. Yeah. So listen, we'll see you on Tuesday for a brand new edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Here's Ophelia. I want to thank Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, Blue, the entire crew, and we appreciate you. We salute you for those veterans out there. Again, we're all about hair, beauty, and community. Here's Ophelia. Make it a great weekend.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible, and we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning Show. First, let's thank our incredible advertisers, beginning with our legacy sponsors. Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Divine Energy Luxury Candles, Carapy.com, Salon TV Network, The How to Get Rich in the Hair Business Book by show host Carrie Hines, celebrating over 10 years in release. Get an updated version today on Amazon. Be a guest on air or join the Hair Radio Morning Show for a panel discussion that's all about hair, beauty, and community, and be heard next door and all over America and these exciting places, the Caribbean, Canada, Europe, South America.